Welcome back to the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today is a designer on Trading Spaces on TLC, and he has a company with, and he'll explain about it, with his wife Judy called Mosey and Me. Please welcome Frank Bilek.
And how are you, sir?
I'm very good.
And I'm as well as can be expected for a man of my age. Thank you.
Well,
I'm giving myself a B+ today.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
All right. Well, for those that don't know, tell us about Trading Spaces and how it works.
Trading Spaces is basically a show where you have a certain budget that you have to adhere to, and it varies. Sometimes it's $1,000. Sometimes it's a bonus budget room, which is $2,000, and sometimes it's more if it's like a big special or something.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what you do is people from two houses, preferably that know each other, it has happened where they didn't, exchange a one room or a part of their home to be redone by them and a designer in each house, and each one has a carpenter of their own.
Okay. How did you get into design?
I lost a bet, Mike. No, I don't know. I'm not a interior designer by trade. I never was, and I always correct that because people automatically assume that I am. I was just destined to do this show. That's all I can tell you. They chose me in an audition. They were looking for a very young, high-fashion designers, and I guess, you know, my name immediately leapt to their lips. I don't know why I got the job. I wonder that to this day. I find it just amazing.
Well, you got it, and it's been quite a ride.
It's been a really nice ride. I mean, this is like something, you know, it's very difficult to explain. It's very surreal. It's like Salvador Dali orchestrates my life here lately. It's been an incredible ride, and it's offered me some amazing opportunities, and I've also met some really lovely people, and the people I work with have become friends. I mean, not only the people that I design with, but also the ones that are behind the camera and all that, and the people who are in the head office of both Banyan, TLC, and Discovery. It's the most amazing bunch of people. They just treat you like gold. It's very nice. It's very nice to work with friends.
Well, that's
and I look forward to going to my job. I mean, how many, you know, truly, how many people look forward to getting up in the morning and going to work? I do. I find that to be the biggest plus of this job.
Well, I just like me, getting ready to, looking forward to going to do this show.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's a fun job. I mean, you know, you get to meet interesting people and you get to, you know, work in cities that you haven't had a chance to visit before. And it's just been very, very good for me.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Frank Bilek on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. This is a two-part question, but first of all, what do you think of the carpenters on the show and what it's like working with them? What is it like working with them?
I like working with friends. I mean, the carpenters in the show are just, you know, I know them as, you know, like Amy Wynn and I started together. Of course, she's like my daughter. You know, you don't mess with the Winster.
Mm-hmm.
We had Carter, who is just a nice guy, Faber, who is just a nice guy. They're just really neat people, and they work very, very hard to help you visualize what you want in the room. And most of the time, I just give them carte blanche and say, look, just give me an entertainment unit, you know. And they just always, I have never in the entire seasons I've been doing this show ever been disappointed by anything I've gotten. It's always been amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing some. Okay, this happens with the Gentner in this production studio. There's some feedback that goes in and out, but you probably didn't even hear it on your side.
No, I did not hear anything.
Okay, all right.
I'm old, Mike. I don't hear much.
Oh, don't say that. Well, anyway, do you see any of the other designers often or at all?
Actually, no. I don't see any other designers that often, but I work with them, and that's, you know, we've gotten to a new format. We don't get to visit as much as we used to, but I usually see them on set, or I keep in touch with a phone call and things like that, and probably talk to Kia and Ed. Well, I talk to a lot of them, actually. That's a lie. I keep up with them, but I don't see them that often because they live in different parts of the country.
Right.
The closest person to me at this point is Christy, and she lives in near Tyler.
Okay, Tyler, Texas.
Waco area, yeah.
Right. And you're in Katy, right?
Katy, Texas, right outside of Houston, yes.
Okay. Oh.
You make it sound like it's a bad thing, Mike. Tell me about
no,
that.
No. I mean, as we record this interview, it's looking pretty bad for the Astros in the World Series.
Well, you know what? At least they're in it.
Exactly.
I mean, the thing about it is, I have a thing about, we are so connected to winners in this country. It amazes me. You know, it's like being on this show. You know, that's a big plus to be in the World Series. It's not like, you know, you're what, one of two teams? You know, that ain't mm-hmm. bad.
Right.
In the scheme of things. So, but, you know, we're just sort of so into, you know, everybody, you know, it just participating sometimes is not bad.
Exactly.
And I'm proud of our team, and I think, you know, they're, you know, to be in it is a real big plus for Houston and our team. I think that's a great thing to have happen. Mm-hmm. If they're not doing so well, maybe they're just having an off day. You know, it happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the fans are great down in Houston.
The Houston people are always the first to jump in. I mean, you know, they've proven it on several occasions. And mm-hmm. I always tell people I am not from Houston. I am from Katy, Texas, which is, you know, essentially will be eventually become Houston the way it's looking. But, you know, we are a very, very small town. We live in the central core of Katy, which is a very small town. And then we have those subdivisions that kind of ring out from us, like you throw a stone in the middle of a brook and it just ripples out. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we share in Houston's pride.
Okay. Well, somebody just walked into the studio, but they...
Well, that's okay. My dogs are walking around everywhere here.
Okay.
We're fine. This is real. This is live. This is radio.
Yes.
I mean, anything can happen. You know,
exactly.
Did you realize that radio was the reason why Trading Spaces is so successful?
I knew that
Yes, sir, because y'all were the first ones to start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And radio disc jockey started, you know, a little buzz going, and all of a sudden, you know, other people start little buzzes, and then here we are, you know.
Exactly, and it's...
The old folks on the block.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to Trading Spaces. What was it like working with, we'll go through the two hosts of the two different shows, mm-hmm. one that's not on the air anymore. What was it like working with Paige Davis?
Oh, my God, it was like working with a nuclear bomb in blue jeans. She had so much energy, and she was such a kind, generous person to work for. There's nothing negative in my experience with working with that young lady. Her talent was just unbelievable, and her kindness and her generosity to people around her. And she was always up for the fans, and she was always ready to kiss a baby and shake somebody's hand. And it was genuine. It was not something that she just sort of adopted. You know, she mm-hmm. really, really, really was a genuine sweet young lady with immense talent. And although I miss her tremendously, I expect her to go on to huge things in her life, just as like Ty Pennington.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he deserves all the success he's getting because he was just a pleasure to work with.
Yes.
And Alex McLeod was as much fun to work with as Paige was, but she was just different.
Mm-hmm.
Alex was this very, very, bolder kind of, you know, she was just sort of like an anchor. She had this very elegance, and it was very difficult to work with Alex because she couldn't help but stare at her eyes. She was she had incredibly gorgeous eyes. Many times I had to start something again because I just got lost in them. I don't know if you noticed, you know, many people don't notice those features, you know, with women, but she had the most stunning eye, and she had this sort of air about her. And she was just like Paige, asking the questions that the American public would ask. She was more, you know, well, this is not going to work, and, you know, I'll tell you why, and all that kind of stuff, where Paige had a different approach to it.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
If it does, I'm shocked.
Okay. Somehow I got it.
Well, I was talking about me explaining it, not you getting it.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Frank Bielek here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. We mentioned Paige. We mentioned Alex. What was it like working with Joe Farrell on Trading Spaces
Family?
Oh, my
gosh. I cannot tell you. This is just one positive aura show for you, Mike, because I can't say anything negative about anybody so far. Joe was like, I can't even talk about it. He was just such an interesting young man, very intelligent, very talented. He was always funny, and he always had jokes going. He would always make you feel so at home, and you should have an interview with him. He was absolutely the most amazing, and I think our chemistry together was so good because he allowed me to sort of go out there, and then he would have to reel me in, and he was just a really neat person. I mean, he put a garbage bag on for me. I mean, we danced together. I mean, we've done a lot of things on that show, and it was just fun, and the kids enjoyed him. I mean, you cannot, you know, there's no way in a 46-minute format like that that you can actually show everything that went on, but it was just a real pleasure. And, you know, there are times when, you know, you're sitting there, and you all of a sudden you have some little flashback of a memory, and you have this smile on your face. So he put a lot of those smiles on my face. He was a really neat guy, very neat guy.
Yes. It's a shame that Trading Spaces Family isn't on anymore.
It is a shame, but you know what? It's television.
Yeah.
You know, we're, you know, eventually everything, nothing is forever, especially in the entertainment field. Taste mm-hmm. change, you know, it's really amazing how much the philosophies of a country change with the political machinery and stuff going on around. I mean, from mm-hmm. day one, I mean, even in taste and fashion, you know, from the Renaissance all the way up to this point, it's a lot of things affect public taste, and I think it's nothing is forever. So, you know, if you just sort of take that attitude and go with the change, it can sort of, you just sort of widen your horizons as you go along.
And yet it's a wonder we've been on the air for so long, this show.
How long have you been on?
Well, let's see, I was on for 3 years, then I went to another station for 10 months, then came back here in May.
Well, that's a long time.
Yes.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, I love it here.
So what do you like about it?
Well, the camaraderie with the rest of the staff here,
mm-hmm.
including the people that follow my show. They work with in career planning. That's their stick. It's a lot of fun. I love it here.
Well, you know what? We've got a lot in common, don't we?
Yes, we do. We love our job.
We love our job, and we're, you know what, we were probably a vanishing breed like the buffalo, honestly, mm-hmm. I think, because I hear people all the time say, oh, my God, I just can't even think about going to work Monday. And you know what? When it's time for me to go work, I just pop right up, and I'm happy to go.
Yes.
That's a blessing.
It is.
Know, with the season to give thanks, that's a blessing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We need to thank at our meal for Thanksgiving. We need to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Thanksgiving is coming up next week.
Yeah. And I got a lot to be thankful, and it sounds like you do, too.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Any other questions you want to get me with? Something provocative and slightly off color, perhaps?
Well, let's see. I have a whole list of questions right next to me. Let's see.
Pick one.
All right, okay. Well, what room stands out that you've designed in the past?
Oh, I don't ever have a room that stands out for me. I have, like, episodes that stand out for me or cities that stand out for me. I'm not there for the room. I'm there for the television.
Okay, then.
And I enjoy the people I work with. And, like, I haven't had a bad team. And I've never had a bad team. I've never gone to a city I did not love. I've gone to some cities I wish I hadn't visited because the food was so damn good I gained 30 pounds. But, you know, I've had really good experiences. I think that one room that stands out the most, only because it seems to be the room that everybody talks to me about the minute I walk anywhere, is the Serapi on the Ceiling kitchen.
Hmm.
That seems to be the one room they remember the most. And also, people automatically assume that I put a chicken in every room.
Hmm.
And I don't.
Okay.
Unless it's fried, broiled, or kebabbed.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we finally get to talk about something other than Trading Spaces. Tell us about Mosey and Me.
Oh, it's difficult. Mosey and Me is sort of a work in progress. My wife and I formed this company in 1989, and it is basically, we started out with me doing painted patterns and teaching seminars and things, and my wife came along and started doing cross-stitch patterns, which is what we do now, and needle art patterns. We also do license our canvases to a company called a Maggie Company, and we license a lot of things, and we're involved in everything from cross-stitch patterns to buttons at this point. And it's been going on, and we get to work together. And now when I'm on the road a lot, my wife is the one who totally runs the business and handles all the design work and what have you, all the orders and things. So basically, we are doing this business now, and probably will continue for, you know, God willing, for quite a while yet.
Okay. Well, and you have a website for it, right?
Do we?
You do?
Yeah, my wife said we do. Yeah, we do have one. It's moseyandme2000@aol.com. But the only thing we sell on there is my finished painting.
Okay.
But they can browse the website, and they can find out about Matthew, our son, and what he's doing, and all the designs. And then we give shops that sell our patterns around the country, because we figured that, you know, what's the point of having people to sell your work if you're going to undersell them through a website. So what we do is we show what our patterns look like, and there's a list of stores and that sell our products just about everywhere, so they can go to them and buy the stuff.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. Well, I think you gave out your email address, but Mosey...
Did I give my email address?
Yeah.
Well, it would be moseyandme@aol.com then, right?
Yeah, well, moseyandme2000, right? Which is...
Hold on. I'm going to pull somebody into this interview just a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to ask my... Let me let you talk to my wife about it. Can she do that?
Sure.
Hold on.
Okay.
Would you tell him what our website is? I don't know.
He can paint you anything.
Yes.
He can draw anything. Electronics. Oh, we just don't...
I don't understand.
We don't let him go too far with computers. It's Mosey and Me. It's M-O-S-E-Y, the letter N like Nancy, me, M-E,
right.
.com.
Okay. Thank you, Judy, for that cameo.
And here is himself back. Hold on.
Okay.
I never can remember that.
Oh.
Isn't that pathetic? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm sorry I had to drag her in on this.
Oh, that's okay.
That's Judy. That's my
wife.
Anyway, she's the one. Her and Matthew are the ones. See, Matthew designed our website, and Judy is the one who basically keeps it up. I don't do computers, and I don't do cell phones, and I don't do digital cameras.
Okay.
If it can't be sketched or written on a piece of paper, I just don't go with it.
Okay, well, that's where we differ. We have all that stuff in common, and yet I'm the tech guy.
Are you bragging, Mike? Or
no, I'm just
making
saying.
Me feel bad?
No.
I am, however, I do have a Photoshop on my computer, and I do a lot of photography.
Okay.
And I'm learning to do that. And it plays a DVD and CD, so I'm happy.
Okay. Well, one final question, and feels like actually, it's been pretty long. What do you hope the future holds for you?
I don't make any plans. I think as far as the future goes, I never worry about it. I have never worried about the future. You just sort of, it's like life is like a bus stop sort of. I hate to get like a, you know, real greeting cardy on you, but I've always stood on the corner, got on the bus, and if I didn't like where the bus was going, I would get off and get another bus. I don't make plans. I think if you make plans for anything, you often cut yourself out on some really neat experiences that you would have not planned on. Who would have ever planned on me being on Trading Spaces?
Exactly.
Whoever would have thought that the little fat middle-aged man from Katy with a mortgage could have some guy call him and talk on a radio show? I mean, that is all just so unbelievably surreal to me. So whatever happens, just happens. And I'll be there to grab a strap or get off the bus, one of the two. But whatever it is that's supposed to happen, it's going to happen, and there's nothing I can do to stop it, so I might as well enjoy the ride.
Okay, and we're going to enjoy it along with you.
Well, I hope so.
All right.
I really do. And it was a very great pleasure talking to you, and thank you for calling me.
Okay, and thank you for this interview.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
We have a lot to be thankful for, Mike.
Absolutely.
And thank you again, and keep in touch.
Okay. Well, stay on the air. We're going to do a liner here. This has been Frank Bielek here on the Mike Shamari Show, and I just gave away some behind-the-scenes stuff. We'll be right back with more music.